that I heard. And as we think about ready to give an answer, I want us to think about as Christians what the Bible has to say concerning God's plan of salvation. I heard from a preacher that the plan of salvation does not have Jesus in it. I actually heard that with my own ears. And as I was thinking about that, I thought about, well, I believe that's worthy of analysis. I believe we ought to analyze that. It's easy just to say, no, that's not right. Or maybe it is right. Friends, whether something is right or wrong, we ought to analyze it. We ought to be like the Bereans, who are more noble than those in Thessalonica. The Bible teaches us, as it relates to being saved, and what we did to be saved, to have our sins washed away. It's ironic that Jesus also talked about his plan of salvation. He told us exactly what it was, and we see snippets of it in the life of Christ, coming from his very mouth himself. If you will, turn your Bibles to John chapter 6, verse 44 and 45. Here, Jesus himself says something that's very important and worthy of analysis and worthy of our consideration. Notice what he says in verse number 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets. Now this is Jesus speaking. And they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father comes unto me. Friends, Jesus said that. It's interesting that if anyone wants to come to Jesus, they have to hear. They have to hear, which means that they have to understand. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But you go up a couple of verses, and Jesus also speaks about believing, meaning that one has confidence and credence and trust in what he says and who he is in order to obtain that salvation. In John chapter 6 and verse number 29, Jesus has this to say. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." Jesus said this. That if we're going to do the work of God, we have to believe on him. Confidence, credence, trust. We know for a fact that Jesus was sent by the Father, and because of that, we work out our salvation. But notice, Jesus speaks about turning from sin. Now, friends, let's not go to sleep on this. And the reason why is because we have even those, even in our own midst, was saying that you can't find Jesus in the plan of salvation. It's interesting. We can find the one who said it, Jesus. In Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3, Brother Braswell, notice what Jesus has to say. From the very mouth of Jesus, from the very mind of God, we can trust Jesus. Jesus says, "I tell you no, but except you repent," meaning change your mind, which leads to a change of life, "you shall all likewise perish." Jesus repeats that in verse number 5. The exact same words, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." We don't even have to go to what the apostles have to say. We can get it from the very mind and the very mouth of Jesus. But also, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 10, starting at verse number 32, notice what your Bible there has to say. Now friends, these are our scriptures. These are our Bibles that we're reading. Some would like to say it is written in red. If it's written in red, Jesus said it. So notice what the Bible there has to say, and this ought to solidify our faith even more so. In verse 32 and verse number 33, Jesus has this to say. "Whoever therefore shall confess me," he didn't say confess sins. He said confess me. That's vitally important. And the reason why that is important, because some believe that, well, if I confess my sins, nowhere that the Bible teaches us that an alien sinner needs to confess their sins. We confess sin after we have become a Christian. But before so, we confess Jesus Christ. We confess him before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Now it's interesting that that word confess literally means to say the same thing. Homologeo is the word there. It's very important that we understand that we are confessing the same thing that God desires for us to confess. But he that denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. And Luke's account says, whoever deny me, I would deny him before the angels. Friends, we don't want to be denied before God nor the angels. But then notice Matthew chapter 28. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus, it's interesting here that he had just been risen from the dead. We notice that in Matthew 28 and verse number 5 through verse number 7. But notice what he tells his own disciples. This is after his resurrection. From the very mouth of Jesus himself. Jesus came, spake unto them, saying, all authority, your version may say power. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Notice the charge. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So notice what Jesus has to say. It baffles me when I hear a gospel teacher, a gospel preacher say that Jesus is not in the plan of salvation. He has to be in the plan of salvation because he himself got it from his Father. John 12 verse 48, Jesus said, he that rejected me and receiveth not my word hath one to judge him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of my own authority, but the Father who gave me what to say and what to speak. Friends, the Bible is right. We can trust the words of Jesus. So when a person says that the plan of salvation, Jesus is nowhere in there. Friends, only thing you have to do is say, I got clear passages that Jesus says that he has a plan of salvation. And make no mistake about it, friends, it is a plan. And you can't have the man without the plan. You can't have the plan without the man. They go hand in hand. What a blessing to be a member of the Lord's church. I wanted to give you those passages, but I got to leave you with another one because it's very important. Jesus said in Revelation 2 and verse number 10, talking to the church, the end there, he says, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give you the crown of life. Friends, God desires to give us that victory crown. And everyone who has sinned needs to obey God's plan of salvation. And it's a plan. It's a wonderful plan. And it includes his church. It includes salvation. It includes eternal life. And all of us who have obeyed that plan should always say, you know what? Jesus does have a plan, and he is in the plan. As a matter of fact, because of him, the plan works. If you're not a child of God, obey the plan. If you are a child of God and need special prayer, let us stand as we've seen to save his invitation.